Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. We want to say a big thanks tonight to Kazafred, I hope I'm saying that right, from Great Britain, who says they try to stay awake to listen to the whole episode, but always end up falling into a contented sleep instead. That's what we like to hear. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. The word space shows up on my gratitude list almost daily. I love when there are pockets in my day where I can daydream or meditate or just do whatever grabs my attention. But if there is too much space in my day and not enough structure for too long, I start to feel unmoored and listless. Inner space is much the same. I love the physical space that yoga gives me, how my muscles feel flexible and how easily and deeply I can breathe. But too much flexibility sometimes leads to muscle weakness and leaves me prone to injury. So by space, I think what I really mean is balance. When my life feels somewhat balanced and I have the sweetness of space in my day, it feels so rejuvenating. This is when creative ideas flow to me or when I really feel relaxed and at peace. This is when I can be most fully present and tune in with myself and the world around me. This weekend was a busy one. We had 2 family birthday parties, 2 nights in a row, one in which we hosted, and the next night we attended a party for a friend. The long weekend was exciting and fun, and there was so much connection, joy, and celebration amongst our friends and family. So, today, a quieter day, I am enjoying the space and quiet of my home, the stillness and peace of just sitting outside and letting the sun warm my skin. The only sounds around, the birds tweeting nearby or the breeze rustling the trees. I think the concept of space makes my gratitude list so often because I have a deep inner craving for that time to just be. Even as a small child, I would seek out time to myself to play quietly or read or draw. I've always needed that time to reset. As a new mom, I recall being especially overwhelmed by the sense that I would never have that precious quiet time again. Take heart, new parents, you will. Now that I am the mom of a toddler instead of a newborn, I don't ever take the space I have for granted. What space do you offer yourself? Do you give yourself pockets of truly free time? Meditation can be such a sweet window into creating inner space, And meditating before sleep is an especially gentle and accessible way to begin. Once you begin to regularly offer yourself the soothing and soul-nourishing practice of space, you'll feel yourself come more fully into balance. Get settled and cozy as we meditate together to Making Room for Relaxation by Billy Gill. There's a branch of yoga philosophy called Sankhya, which associates each of the five senses: smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound with five fundamental elements of the physical world. These elements, earth, water, wind, fire, and space, correspond to the senses. The senses, therefore, represent the non-material aspects of reality and serve as the basic building blocks for the five elements. In Sankhya, the sense of smell gives rise to the element of earth. The sense of taste gives rise to water. The sense of touch gives rise to wind. The sense of sight gives rise to fire. The sense of sound gives rise to space. When one first hears about the senses giving rise to the elements, they may be immediately confronted with the apparent contradiction to how science describes the origins of the physical world. It's important to recognize that Sankhya is a philosophical system that has many applications beyond the mere description of what can be observed. The philosophy of Sankhya can be seen through various lenses. It can be considered from a cosmological point of view, which is sort of like a history of the cosmos. That perspective is the hardest to reconcile with the scientific description of the origins of the universe. However, Sankhya can also be interpreted through two different lenses, both of which are very useful for understanding the nature of reality, the nature of experience, and the nature of the mind. The first of these two lenses is called phenomenology. Phenomenology is primarily concerned with how subjective experiences contribute to our understanding of reality. This means that the individual being at the center of any experience is even more fundamental to reality than any objective description of it. It takes you into account as an integral part of reality instead of neglecting the role of consciousness in perception. The second lens through which you can view Sankhya in order to realize its insights is to view it as an ontology. Ontology is the study of being. It's a branch of philosophy that goes beyond the mere description of what is and rather goes into questions about what it's like to be. What's the nature and structure of reality as it pertains to existence? While these two lenses may seem quite similar, there are subtle differences. For the purposes of tonight's exploration, think of ontology as corresponding mostly to the elements, since it deals more with the nature and structure of what exists. Phenomenology relates to the senses, since its main focus is the subjective experience of a conscious being. Allow yourself to go on this journey of exploration as you open up your awareness to the interplay of the physical world and the inner experiences that appear in relation to the elements. Tonight's sleep meditation will focus on the element of space. Make sure that you have found your way into a comfortable and relaxed position. Give yourself the freedom to make any necessary adjustments, and then, finally, try to commit to a stillness. Say to yourself, silently in your mind, I will now practice this sleep meditation. For the duration of this meditation, I will remain very still. Of course, if you need to move at any time, please feel free. Just try to be aware of any movements. No unconscious movements. Take a nice, deep breath through your nose. And exhale through your mouth, letting go of any tension or worry. As you feel the cares and worries of the day flowing out with the exhale, observe any experience of space that may appear in your awareness. Again, breathe in through the nose when you are ready, filling the lungs with air. Exhale through the mouth in your own time, and follow the exhale all the way to the bottom of the breath. Notice the brief pauses between the breaths. No rush. Let your lungs set the rhythm. Once more, when you are ready, breathe in, breathe out. Feel the rise and fall in your torso. The physical form of your body is like the earth element. It is the most tangible and obvious of the elements, and corresponds to the sense of smell, which is the least subtle of the senses, according to Sankhya. Continue watching the breath as it moves in the torso, perhaps at the belly. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Continue at your own pace. The belly evokes the element of water in its softness and fluidity, especially when it is relaxed. Emotions are said to have a watery nature. Often, the sensations of the belly relate to emotions such as a gut feeling or the feeling of butterflies in the tummy. The sense of taste corresponds to water. Imagine the taste of fresh, clean water as it hydrates your body. Feel the interaction of the water element as it nourishes the earth element in the structure of your frame. The air that flows in and out of your lungs represents the element of wind. The currents of breath put you in intimate contact with the sensation of touch. Imagine the gentle breeze lovingly caressing your skin. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue on. Earth, water, and wind evolve from the most gross to the most subtle. More subtle than the sense of touch is the sense of sight, as it brings light to the world of form as the element of fire, the flame which offers the gift of light and glows to illuminate reality before our eyes. Inner vision and the power of visualization manifests through the element of space. In Sanskrit, the word for space is akasha. 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 The psychic space, known as chitakasha, is the medium through which our dreams and visions appear. In your mind's eye, visualize the night sky. It's as though, while you rest comfortably in your bed, you are able to see through the roof and observe the swiftly moving clouds. The wind blowing them like sails upon a sea of sky. Kasha. Akasha, Akasha. When the clouds part, you see a single star in the night's serene expanse of indigo. Concentrate on that single star. Clouds part in the night sky. Single star in the night sky. One pointed consciousness. One single star shining in the night sky. The clouds blow away, and the night sky becomes clear to reveal one single star. try to stay with this one single star in the firmament of your psyche. The single star is symbolic of the mind's ability to aim. To be guided by a star is to stay true to a course and see things through to completion, not only when distractions tempt you away from your path, but especially when distractions tempt you away from your path. Continue to see the single star in your mind, one pointed concentration. Many people mistake distraction for boredom. Boredom is merely distraction from the present moment. The feeling of being bored is a reluctance to focus on the present moment, which is endlessly fascinating and requires such skill to maintain. One single star in the night sky. One. Stay with that image for some time. Your mind is focused, calm, and steady in this state of concentration. One pointed concentration becomes all pointed awareness. This is the transition from concentration to meditation. You become absorbed into the present moment, and the feeling of disconnection dissolves into oneness. That unity is where past, present, future all exist within one another. Whatever vision you have of yourself that you want to experience in the present moment, you may call forth from the past or from the future into the present moment's reality. Images, feelings, thoughts, even sensations may arise as you unlock your memory and your creativity into the here and now, but do not lose that calm awareness of the now. In the present moment, your attention is able to be directed toward any direction you choose. It floats effortlessly wherever you instruct it to go. Thank you. letting your attention travel to the following locations as I guide you. You will now experience the consciousness in different regions of your body. Try to effortlessly move your attention from place to place. Bring your attention to your right hand, thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, right waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, the sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now, bring your attention to your left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, left waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, the sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Let your awareness travel to the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the spine, the right buttock, the left buttock, the whole of the back together, the top of the head, the back of the head, right ear, left ear, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eye, left eye, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, top lip, lower lip, the thin line between the two lips, chin, jaw, and the whole of the head, the whole of the head. Develop an awareness from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and feel yourself as a whole person. Your past and future combine here in this precious and yet eternal present moment, the whole body together, the whole body together, the whole body together, whole body, whole body, whole. The whole body together. body together. The whole body together. Experience the element of earth in the form of your body. Sense the watery aspect of the body as you breathe, and the fluids of the body flow to bathe every cell in nourishment. The breath flows like a soft wind in and out of your nostrils. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe. See yourself resting peacefully in your bed as you drift off to a peaceful sleep. The element of fire dimly glowing to illuminate that inner vision. Finally, sense the space that permeates your entire being. Embrace the subtle sense of openness, the pure potential of Akasha. The world dances in the element of space. Akasha. Akasha.